It's River City Folk, a production of Studio B in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm your host, Tom May. Join me as we visit with artists from across North America and share songs and stories from a living folk tradition.
Afford to lose my man. I want to go out, cheat a little bit, but I know that good man of mine would quit, and I can't do it. No, I can't do it. Lord, I can't afford to do it, can't afford to lose my man. 'Cause he scuffles every night, he works hard every day, and then he lets me throw around some of his pay. Well, I can't do it. No, I can't do it. I can't afford to do it. Can't afford to lose my man. I got a friend down in Alabama. He's trying to put my business all in a jam. Well, I can't do it. No, I can't do it. I can't afford to do it. Can't afford to lose my man. You can come to my house, wear my clothes. You mess with my man, I'm gonna punch you in the nose. 'Cause I can't do it. No, I can't do it. I can't afford to do it. Can't afford to lose my man.
Across the United States, from Kotzebue, Alaska to West Palm Beach, Florida, you are listening to River City Folk, a weekly broadcast of live performance, musical influences, an interview from Portland, Oregon today at Medicine Whistle Studios. Dan Rieger behind the controls. I'm your host, Tom May, and my guest is Lauren Sheehan, who started us off with a song called Can't Afford to Lose My Man. Lauren, where does that first song come from that you played for us?
Oh, that's an old Memphis mini tune.
I thought I recognized it as a song from that era, a Memphis mini, one of the people that is unheralded but a very important blues person in her own time who wrote a lot of songs. You've really made it your work musically to go back and rediscover and sing a lot of these pieces of Americana music that in some cases have not been sung for decades. Whatever inspired your love for that music?
I think it was encountering that music live and in person. And I first encountered live old American folk music at a contra dance in Western Massachusetts when I was in college. And that was so much fun and so deeply inspiring that I went on to find folk festivals and start going to events where folks were playing music with older roots, as well as all the hippie pop folk stuff that was around in the 70s. And I certainly was a big Joni Mitchell and Crosby, Stills, Nash fan. I liked David Bromberg and Bonnie Raitt back then, and got turned on to John Hartford. But the more I went to festivals where there was live music and some music where there were old-timers playing, the more I found little jams going on. And the more little jams that were going on, the more I began to recognize tunes, until eventually I was at Reed College and started listening to many Library of Congress recordings. And I think that was when I was really floored by the breadth of styles of American music that we have. And I started paying a lot more attention to musicians who were playing, and I stopped going to the cubicle and rehearsing classical guitar around that time. And it just looked like a lot more fun to play music with people. So I began to do that more and more. And once you start playing with music with people, common tunes, common vernacular becomes really important. Either you're playing for each other and listening, or you're playing songs you know together. And once I started playing songs with people and developing a repertoire of common songs, I just had more and more opportunities to play with people. And it was the playing with people, the hanging out with people, and sharing music together, passing time and sharing music, that I really fell in love with. And I think the old music was a vehicle to be able to hang around and share music with people.
And when somebody comes and hears one of your concerts, many times you have other folks join you, but even when you're performing solo, you play these songs that in many cases have been played thousands of times but are not heard so much today. And that's one of the refreshing things about your performance, Lauren, that I always enjoy hearing. You brought in a number of recordings for us to hear today along the lines that we were just speaking of. The first one by John Jackson, and it's a well-known piece of music called Rocks and Gravel. Why does this particular song still speak to you, Lauren?
John Jackson was one of the first people that I met who was a country blues player and an old songster, and he played a great variety of kinds of songs, many of which I knew and many I didn't know. He's a lovely person. He really touched my heart, as he did many, many people, both with his personality and his playing. He's a beautiful guitar player and a beautiful singer, and he really embodies an old style that I think is as moving today as it ever was. And it's simple and straightforward, and I love remembering him.
Take rocks and gravel, build a solid road. Take rocks and gravel to build a solid road. Take hot brown skin, set it by my side. Walk here too slow. Said I'm leave me running. Walk here too slow. Said I'm leave you, mama. Never come back no more. Tell me, mama, honey, before you stay last night. Your clothes don't fit you, you don't look right. build that solid road. Take rocks and gravel to build a solid road. Take hard rock and set it by my side. Since I love my baby, love all night long. Baby, I love all night long. Since I love my baby, I love her when she gone.
I'm gonna pack up my duffel. I'm gonna leave this town. I'm gonna pack up my duffel. I'm gonna leave this town. I'm gonna catch that train. I'm gonna catch that train southbound. And the train I'm riding, train I'm leaving on. Yeah, the train I'm riding, train I'm leaving on. There ain't nobody knows, nobody knows which track I'm on. He left me this morning, didn't even say goodbye. He left me this morning, didn't even say goodbye. Made me too sick, Lord, he made me too sick to cry. Going to the Northland to stay. Lord, I thought I was going to the Northland to stay. South is on my mind, I just can't stay away. I got the Georgia blues for the plow and hoe. I got the Georgia blues, baby, for that plowing hoe. I done worn out my shoes on the cold ice and snow. So tune up the fiddle, dust a cat and bow. Tune up that fiddle and dust a cat and bow. Open up the stove and open up the cabin door. I think I'll pack my duffel, leave this town. I'm gonna pack up my duffel, I'm gonna leave this town. I'm gonna catch that train southbound. Georgia Blues.
Music that makes a difference on River City Folk. We heard two pieces of music there, beginning with John Jackson, Rocks and Gravel. He was followed by my guest today, Lauren Sheehan, with the Georgia Blues. Lauren, that second song has a relationship to John Jackson as well. So those two songs really kind of worked, bookended together.
Yeah, I learned and first heard that song, Georgia Blues, from John Jackson. And it happened to be a song that my son started singing when he was about 3 years old, and he rarely at that point in his life had sung any music that I did. So it was special to me because he clearly had noticed that particular song. And I think I bothered to learn it just because it was so exciting that he was singing a song of mine. Yeah, it's a Blind Blake tune, and I have incorporated some of Blind Blake's nuances into it since I learned it from John, but it's mostly with the feel of John Jackson that I play it with.
You can hear a little bit of that stride piano in that song, the way it was written. It definitely has that flavor to it. Lauren, tell us a little bit about this project that you've been involved with, the Music Box project of the Library of Congress. That's been something that you've been very, very involved with this last while.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. Diane and Rick Arthur decided to go on a tour around the country for a year. And instead of just going and seeing the country, they thought that they would hear the country, and they decided they would document different women who were involved as instrumentalists with American roots music. And they just started off on a path getting word-of-mouth references. And that in itself is very cool, just to see who knows who thinks of who, and then how everyone got passed on to each other and how they then made their choices regarding who they'd record. So they did three-hour Foxfire-type interviews that included personal stories and music with 81 different women from all over the country playing all kinds of down-home house music to big stage music. And that whole project of the interviews with all 81 women has now been accepted into and documented in the Library of Congress. And that is really cool. It's very cool for me because archives have been important for me to understand the old sound and, you know, have some repertoire choices. And I just think it's really great.
And a great honor to be included in that.
Oh, yeah.
For yourself. NPR did a story not long ago on this project, and I actually listened to the story, and it featured yourself and your music, and it had to be a thrill.
It was really a thrill. It's such an honor, and yeah, I'm really happy.
Well, so far today, we've really focused on country blues style music, but right now we're going to go a little farther afield to another kind of music that you're very interested and passionate about, the music from the Appalachian Mountains. And this is going to feature three very traditional women from that region: Hazel Dickens, Carol Elizabeth Jones, and Ginny Hawker. And this will be something that is quite a bit different than what we've heard so far.
It's different but related. I mean, the East Coast Piedmont blues has a lot of melodic material incorporated into it, and the mountain sounds and those country blues licks and lyrics all got related as people started traveling around. So, yes, it's different, but it's similar. And the harmonies are killer.
Times are not what they used. got no honey baby now. I ain't got no honey baby now. Well, he told me, oh Lordy my, I ain't got no honey baby now. I'm leaving on that early morning train. I'm going and I won't be long. Going and I won't be long. Well, he told me, oh Lordy my, going and I won't be long.
Began that set on River City Folk with the Appalachian harmonies of Hazel Dickens, Carol Elizabeth Jones, and Jenny Hawker with a song called Times Are Not What They Used to Be. Truer words were never spoken. That's that. They were followed by my guest today, Lauren Sheehan at Medicine Whistle Studios in Portland, Oregon, with a piece of music called Honey Baby Blues on that mellifluous sounding banjo. Lovely, lovely instrument that you play that on. Where does that song come from?
My version is influenced by the Doc Watson recording from the early 60s. And it's a really classic or standard old mountain tune, a whole bunch of variations and versions. And I think it's the Doc Watson one that really influenced me the most, though.
I remember hearing him do it. I remember hearing him and Merle do that song together over years. And again, it's one of those songs. You were talking about this common vernacular between musicians, and I know that's one that people oftentimes will break out in a session late at night.
Yep.
Great to hear it, particularly on the banjo. A really, really nice sounding piece of music. I'd like to say hello to all the folks who've listened to the program for many, many years on radio station WETS in Johnson City, Tennessee. Thanks very much for tuning into the program this last many moons. We appreciate so much you caring about this music that matters. I'm your host, Tom May. I'll be back with more of my interview in just a moment. This is River City Folk.